même avec Dropbox. So, normally, it's a little bit tiers, a platform group. So, this has many definitions, and perhaps I will start with one definition which was introduced by you. So, a group gamma, a discrete group, has property A. So, this is another name for boundary, this boundary of the other. If, for example, it embeds uniformly the Hilbert space. So, if there exists a Hilbert space and functions rho 1 and 2, which are increasing as tends to infinity, such that the a map F from gamma to H, such that the norm of F of X and F of Y is bounded by rho 2, the distance between X and Y, is bounded by rho. So I won't use this definition at all. So the notation for introducing this thing that was so work of you. If gamma has property A, then it satisfies the vector projection.
But this is not the standard definition.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Ah.
There are many definitions. But I like to know about this one.
That's a prime. No?
Yeah, a prime, if you want. Okay, so there are other. So as I said, there's a little bit of amenable groups and amenable actions. So this is a theorem due to Hickson and Vogt. Gamma has property A. If there exists some compact space and a connection with an action of gamma, which is topologically unknown. Which means that there are some maps, um, from K to the set of probability measures from gamma, such that continues, such that the norm um of gamma x minus gamma um x tends to zero, as n goes to infinity, uniformly on every count. Uniformly, compact. Right, uniformly on x, for gamma. This notion of topologically amenable action is a generalization of the notion of Zimmer of an amenable action of a group. So there are many groups which have known to have property A, so which are boundary amenable. So this is not an exhaustive list which have property A. First, for example, the most obvious example is amenable groups. You can use, for example, this definition. In this case, you can take un to be constant. It's one of the definitions of amenability. For example, For example, another example, hyperbolic loops. This is due to ADAS. So it proves that the action of a boundary of the group is amenable. Linear groups. So this is due to So the theorem I want to explain is that if G is a group acting probably on a locally finite building, then it does for the theorem, it is boundary of the world. And in fact, it's more precise. It's actually on the sub boundary. And some nice boundary is amenable. So I will try to explain what this boundary is. So the boundary we constructed with the language of class, combinatorial boundary of the building. Which is different from the metal boundary. So I will start, in fact, by explaining what buildings are, what kind of rules act on building. What is this combinatorial boundary? And then I will say a few words on this theorem. Capsetal group is a group given by a presentation which goes like this. Where MST are integers, maybe infinity, which means there are no relations between S and T, and MSS is equal to 1. So, actual examples. The basic examples are given by tessellation of the Euclidean plane. So, you regular tessellations. You take such a tessellation and you consider a group generated by the reflections with respect to the other planes. So, these are affine tessellation groups. And another example is the same thing in the hyperbolic space. And also other kinds of examples, but it is a fact proved by David Sanderson that every conceptual group acts on some niceness, such as so properly contingent. On some positive space, which I will denote sigma. Okay. So perhaps. So there are a few standard words for standard vocabulary for buildings. So
we'll yeah, co-compact in the text.
Co-compact in the text.
Okay.
So. Reflection. It's a conjugate of an element of S. The wall is a set of fixed points in sigma of the reflection. So there are walls in yellow there. The chamber is a connected component of sigma minus all it was, and the panel is the intersection of two adjacent chambers. So adjacent means they are separated by only one wall. So for example, so there are walls in yellow, here is a chamber, and here is a panel. So now I can define the building. So building is a union of chambers. So I fix W and the generating set S and the space sigma associated. So this is a notion of chambers. Chamber which does not depend on the connecting component. It's a doing of chambers along the parallels. So, for example, any sigma is a doing of chambers along their panels in this way. But now we can do many chambers on one panel. Covered. Such that so there are apartments are just subcomplexes. I decide to call them apartments. Such that so every apartment is isomorphic to sigma. Any two points are in some apartments. Okay. two apartments. There is an isomorphism fixing the intersection. Apartments are just lines. So, isolated by units. So the value is the free product of two copies of the property. And here you see an apartment. For example, the second apartment. So it's quite easy to check the axioms. You take any two points, there's a segment between them, and you can continue this segment to make a geodesic line. So, and you take two apartments, the green and the red, for example, and then there's an isomorphism which fixes the intersection, and which goes like this, you take a segment like this, and so.
For the axiom 3, you want some more regularity, right? No.
The isomorphism doesn't have to be a global one, just an isomorphism between the apartments. So the Euclidean buildings, which appeared in Pierre Emmanuel talk, by definition, are a grouping of apartments which are selection of the Euclidean space. So there are nice class of Euclidean buildings. So there are buildings associated. Symmetric spaces, but here the field is not the real field, but a totally disconnected field. So, for example, you can create a second field. And so there's. So this gives a class of Euclidean buildings. There are many other examples, but they are often quite hard to describe. So I just want to mention Katzmann groups, which were defined by Pitts, which are some generalization of Chevalier groups. And act on buildings, but not necessarily of Euclidean type. They can be of hyperbolic type or any other,
right.
Or some of them. is a so no. As I said before, this is a control can pass. So it's there's one construction which is quite easy to do. So it starts with a base fact. For every chamber, C and panel sigma, there is a unique chamber adjacent to sigma. Projection of C over sigma. So it's quite easy in fact to see that because you have this chamber, this panel, so the panel sigma, the chamber C, you put them into some apartment, and then there are only two chambers which are adjacent to C. One is the which are adjacent to sigma, one is on the same side than C, and the one is on the other, and then the projection is that just the one which is on the same side. So, let me reformulate this fact. There is a map which takes a chamber, a panel, and which associates the projection. So, I can place it like that. From the chamber, I associate the map which takes the panel. So this goes from the set of chambers to the product of all panels of the set of chambers adjacent to sigma. So this is denoted by the unique sigma. So it's quite easy to prove that this map is injective. Okay. And we define the complementary compactification CCH of X. So this is a set of chambers. Right. This is the closure of the range of the map by CH. So if you take the tree, it's quite easy to see that you will get the usual complexification of the tree. But another more interesting example, you take an apartment of this type, so a tessellation of the plane by regular triangles. So just the complexification of the apartment. I try to explain that. That the point at infinity should choose one side of every wall. So, for example, this wall, you could choose this side, and this wall, choose this side, and so on. And you could choose that the point at infinity is up of these horizontal walls, and you get a point. Which I want to put here. The same thing, but now every wall in this direction, you go to the right, and then you are above all the horizontal walls, which are under my arm, and below the other ones. So you get a point which is between these two walls. So you point here, and you can translate this thing, and you get a line. Okay, so this is in this direction, you get all these things in every direction. Okay, and so it's a little more delicate to describe the complexification of the point building, but it's it can be proved that it's always a building of such complexifications of apartments. Hyperbolic is an example. Let's say Fuchsian. So you take a hyperbolic plane and you get a roof. And once again, you should choose the side of every wall. So, in fact, the usual boundary almost does this. Because if you take a point in the boundary and take a wall, almost all the time it will look like that. So this point is obviously in one side. And so there's just a problem when your point is at infinity in the boundary of a wall. But then, you have two choices. So you divide this point into two. So, in fact, there's a map in material classification to the boundary of the hyperbolic plane, which is surjective and with fibers. Cardinality 1 or 2. So it's almost the usual number. Okay. So I'd like to present the main tool to study this compactification. It's sectors. So, for example, if you take once again this example, this is a sector. So you can see that you take a base point, you choose a point at infinity, this one, and you take a kind of convex node. So this is the way it goes. So if you start with a point. In the compactification, you start with a chamber, and you define the sector, which I call by Q x I, is as a kind of convex hull of x and y. So more precisely. Chambers imagine PC side. You can look at the convex hull of X and Cn, which is defined as the set of chambers, the union of all chambers in a minimal path from X to Cn in the graph of chambers. And you take the limit of these things, so you have to prove what it requires. Okay. And you define. Is Wikipedia for free. You can make it from your phone. And so if you've got a free, so for authenticity, start with a group which acts simply to transitive from a free, so for example, a free group. So it acts on scaling graph, which is a key. And how do you construct such measures? So you start with a base bound, O, and you have to for every psi at infinity, you have to construct a group measure. So you take mu n of psi, the characteristic function of the initial segment of length n. And then you see that. So easy to see on the picture. Mu n of g psi is the characteristic function of this segment, and g mu n of psi is the same thing, but you start with g. And so the variation, the difference between these two things. The proof for buildings looks like a bit like this. So instead of initial segments, I'd like to take sectors. Initial things of sectors. But this property will hopefully follow from the fact that sectors have large intersections. But it doesn't quite work like this. So, because there's nothing as an initial segment of a sector. So, but still it's the main idea. So, first of all, we choose a base point. We make in order to reduce the problem to the construction of the UN. Just in an apartment. Just because sectors are always contained in an apartment. And then if you construct mu n in some apartment, and then you glue these measures you get on sectors, you will get something which still verify this property because precisely of the property of the intersection of sectors. Okay, second step. So this is a step which something which was already made by Anushkevich. It's an observation that W, any set of groups, embeds equivalently in a product of trees. A finite product of trees. And in fact, it's a bit more like precise, in fact. The combinatorial multiplication of an apartment, which is the same, the set of chambers of sigma is the same as W, and then into the combinatorial multiplication of the product of L. And one advantage of this compactification is that this is just the product of solutions. So this just an overview of this embedding. It's a property of the construction of dual trees. So it goes like this. If you choose by Zedberg-Leva, you can choose a normal subgroup of W, which is torsion free and a finite convex. Then you pick a wall, so for example a H, and you consider the W0 orbit. Then it's a set of walls which do not intersect pairwise. And so, in fact, you will get something like that. And so on. And so you get a dual tree. Like this. And because you choose the values of the finite index, you get only a finite number of trees. And the third step is to use the basic construction. Fold it in some sense. To ensure that its support is really in this sector, so really in the compactification of sigma, not in the whole product of trees. So you might not support if you will. Should be included in okay. And if you do that, you've constructed your measure on all the buildings.
So the support of your measures are in the sectors, but aren't you supposed to construct probability measures on the group?
Yeah, but there's a way to. So if your groups act transitively in the set of chambers, it's quite easy. And if not, there's a fundamental domain and you can average and it's much.
Okay, I have a question. So when you said W embed, is it a process symmetry embedding or does it imply that W has finite asymptotic dimension? Does it imply that it has property errors?
Yeah.
If you want it,
that's
what the.
It has property
A. Not to have the asymptotic dimension.
Yeah. It implies that it has property A.
Yeah, and you need it to be coarse.
That was the remark by the English.
Okay, thank you.